that kind of way.
But sunny Las Vegas, Nevada. America's entertainment capital.
Steve Sanchez, conservative talk show host.
Well, I've been waiting for this night to come. Get up. Now it's time for me to take my place. The makeup running down my face.
Broadcasting from his undisclosed bunker studios, the dawn of Las Vegas, Steve Sanchez.
And I say welcome to the show.
Steve Sanchez, 101.5 FM, 720 AM, Kate on the Talk of Las Vegas. Monday edition of the show, hour two, 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. If you're just joining us in the first hour, we're talking about Governor Sisolak addressing Nevada. Of course, Nevada's staying, in fact, into phase two. He's keeping bars closed in Clark County, Wahoo, and some others, Nye, etc., and opening up in smaller counties. You know, the governor's very ineffective, and I think we know that. So I'm not going to sit here and go through his experience, his resume. He did get elected, and he's the governor, period. I mean, it's just until he's recalled or you make him a one-term governor, he's the governor, period. We don't have to like it, and I don't like it. You don't like it. He's ineffective. His leadership is ineffective. But we were talking about that and really no clear plan for, well, Nevada. For Las Vegas, let's just be intellectually honest. Las Vegas is what matters to us right now because we're in Las Vegas and we are concerned. We're concerned about the whole state. We're concerned about the country, but we're concerned about Las Vegas. And people right now are facing rent issues and, well, foreclosure issues. And I know funds and programs and grants have been put into place because people are going to, in effect, start facing foreclosure and evictions in like 30 days. And that's a big issue and a big problem. And the governor, you know, again, very arrogant, doesn't like to be asked questions. When he is asked a question, he goes and does this. Well, I mean, you know, get out of politics then. If you can't handle it, big boy, get the hell out. It's real simple. Someone else will take your place. I'm certain of it. I'm convinced of it. But we were also talking about the White Coat Summit that has happened in Capitol Hill. Frontline physicians all got together and talked about what they call a massive disinformation campaign surrounding the Chinese coronavirus, also known as COVID-19. And I'm glad that they did this because the governor himself said, look, I rely on science, not by someone going to the internet thinking they become an epidemiologist or et cetera. And, you know, he's very arrogant that way, but people have the right. They can go to WebMD. They can research. They can read studies. They can read white paper reports. But I'm glad that this White Coat Summit happened because it allowed the public to hear varying opinion. And what I love is they addressed the numbers. One of the doctors went on to say that when we hear about these new positive cases, let's say 5,000 positive cases last night, in the natural, people are saying, oh my God, 5,000 people sick, they're in hospitals. But he said the reality is they're not. And the mainstream media is doing a disservice not saying that truth, saying, look, 5,000 new positive cases. However, many of them are asymptomatic. Many of them just had mild symptoms. They are not requiring hospitalizations. It's still a 98.8% victory rate, so to speak, if that's the way you want to call it. And deaths are on the decline. I mean, look, Nevada didn't have any other deaths. That's good news. Arizona, 2 days in a row, no deaths. But no one's really addressing the elephant in the room. And that's, what the hell are we going to do about China? Because this was a bioweapon that was thrown on America. I'm convinced, and I believe they did it purposely. That's what I believe. And now you have mask Nazis out there going crazy, as I shared with you, pepper spraying families for not wearing their mask in a park as they're eating their lunch. I mean, the world has gone off its rocker because of the misinformation, because of scaring the hell out of people. That's what's happened. People are now, again, in Minnesota, residents wanting to form militias because they're tired of crime going on without consequence. And I guess, as I said before we went to top of the hour in the first hour, you have a clear choice in November. You can go with the candidate that's about law and order, or you can go with the candidate that is the lawless candidate. I mean, it's just real simple. And most people, I think, that have common sense want the law and order candidate. It's just pretty simple. Because when we don't, then we're going to have this, again, situation in San Diego where a family's at the dog park eating lunch. They're secluded. They're social distancing. They have their masks. They're just not using them because they're eating lunch, for God's sakes. So some lunatic liberal lady decides to come over there, calling them an idiot, challenging them, and then pepper sprays one of them, the husband, and then pepper sprays their food. And then she gets away with it. Because God forbid we say anything or react. I wouldn't tolerate that. I'm sure this audience wouldn't tolerate that. I'd love to know if you would tolerate it or not, but I think a lot of people are not tolerating it. That's why, again, the discussion of militias are happening. Again, look, Minneapolis residents, do you blame them? There's been a surge in crime, a surge in shootings, a surge in rapes, a surge in robberies. And Minneapolis residents are now forming militias because the police can't get to them on time because they've defunded the police. They want to dismantle the police. And really, we're not going to the culprits. We're not holding the culprits accountable. Now, you might be saying, who's the culprit? Well, China's the culprit. And like the New York Times and other liberal rags are trying to state that the United States is pushing China toward the point of no return, that the United States is pushing a Cold War situation, that Pompeo's threatening a Cold War. In fact, some news sources are saying to us, the American people, don't pick a Cold War you can't win. How dare them side with China? If you don't like it here, get the hell out of here, move to China. Just real simple. Shouldn't we be having a deeper discussion regarding China? Shouldn't we actually start talking and verbalizing and holding them accountable because they are the ones accountable for this virus, which is a bioweapon? There's no doubt in my mind. I mean, I think, can we all agree? Do you think at this point now we can all agree that this is really a bioweapon? Now, some will say, I just don't know. It's a bioweapon. What else is it? It's been confirmed. We have intelligence that shows that this was created by humans in a lab in Wuhan. The only question we have out there, was it done purposely or was it not? I believe it was done purposely. I believe this was done purposely to do a couple things. One, try to knock Trump off his stature so that Joe Biden, who's already sold America down the river for years to China, becomes elected and China takes more control of America. They take more control of the world because the Chinese Communist Party wants a one world order. They want a new world order. They want a one world government, a one world currency, a one world religion. That's what they want. Don't tell me they don't want to dominate the world. And they threatened us. I mean, they officially now have taken over the U.S. consulate in Shenzhen. And you're going to try to tell me China's our friends? I blame the American politician, the bureaucrats, the big business people that didn't want to keep their companies in America to, you know, I mean, look, I think we're all willing to pay $2 or $3 more for a product that is made by American hands on American soil. But because taxes were out of control, because regulation and bureaucracies were out of control from past administrations, and because past administrations wanted this globalist order, they are globalists, we now have a problem with China. And it all stems from Nixon opening up relations with China. I know he's been hailed by New World Order Henry Kissinger, okay, his Secretary of State, because these are globalist people. And now we're in this mess. And it's funny. It's funny to hear Kaepernick and see the MLB kneeling and talking about slavery and they're upset, but yet they're getting paid millions by Nike, who literally make shoes for them, paying slave wages $1 a day in China. But they're not concerned about those slaves. I mean, it's insane. I think people have lost their mind. They don't understand what's really going on here. We've got mask Nazis running around. We've got disinformation campaigns happening to scare you to continue to want to stay home, to continue to wear a mask, to not have you go anywhere. I mean, they don't want anybody at a sporting event. They don't want anybody at a concert. They don't want anybody at a church. But yet you can get in that big tin cylinder in the sky and fly with people to full capacity. And that's okay. Breathing the nastiest, dirtiest, toxic air in an airplane, that's okay. How does that make sense? Tell me this is not political. And it's not working. You may think it's working. The mainstream media will try to tell you it's working because much of these polls are cooked. The books are cooked, so to speak, because Trump's going to win this re-election. Oh, trust me, we're going to have, if Biden wins, COVID-19 is over the next day. If Trump wins, you've got COVID-19 for another 2 years until the midterm elections. I'm opening up the phone lines. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the conversation. Let's jump over to Ben. Ben, you're up next. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Steve. Hey, by the way, I have a T-shirt that says One Man Militia on it, so I'm ready.
Good.
But that's not why I called. I called to say I figured out why the left is so negative toward law enforcement and our police departments. What they want to do first is escalate the crime rate, which they're doing already. And eventually, they want to nationalize the police departments. That's what Hitler did. And that would give them total control rather than having different laws and gun laws in, from state to state. They would have total control. I'm positive that's what their aim is.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. And you know what? That's a very good theory because this is who they are. If you look at the lunatic left, I hate to even call them Democrats because Democrats too good of a word for them. And when you look at the lunatic left, they're anarchists, they're socialists. They don't like what America has stood for. Now, some will argue, well, America stood for Confederacy and racism and the KKK. Oh, come on. A very small percentage, and people went to war and lost their lives to change that. I'm not minimizing that because I would never do that. But let's not pretend that we're somehow, some way, in some position that we're so oppressed as Americans that we've got to have this nationalization of this and that. I mean, come on, this is ridiculous. Wouldn't you agree it's ridiculous? Steve Sanchez hanging out with you, Monday edition of the show. I know we went long. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh in on the conversation. We'll be right back.
Truthful take on our troubled times. It's Steve Sanchez.
All right, welcome back to the program. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you, Monday edition of the show. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Let's get right back to our busy calls. Roger, you're next. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Steve. I listen to your show every night.
Thank
as
you.
Often as I can. I respect your honesty, and that was my career as an aerospace engineer for 40 years. I'm now retired, 75 years old, and driving around rescuing animals is what my passion is. And now
I'm
retired.
I love
Thank you. Yep. And in any case, I had to go to Oregon last May, a year ago. And I was out there, and I put down one of my dogs, and I came down off the mountain where it was buried. And I was surrounded by sheriff's cars in Lebanon, Albany, Oregon. Mm. I was accused of no tests, no nothing. I was accused of DUI and whatever else, and I didn't know anything. I've never been in a police car up to then. I don't have any record whatsoever. They wouldn't hire you where I worked if you had that kind of a problem.
Right.
Anyways, I was arrested in Lebanon, Oregon for DUI. That I demanded a blood test that was never submitted. Oh, it's over a year now. And no conviction. They just harassed me. There were five vehicles involved there and surrounded by sheriffs and going through my vehicle. And they impounded my vehicle on top of it all. I had to leave there on a rideshare over Craigslist. And get the heck out of there. I left everything behind. I came down here to Kingman, Oregon, because I had a storage unit, and I was interested in adopting or rescuing a dog. So I ended up getting one. I lay down in the park because it was 109 degrees out with my dog, my new dog, next to me, and a shady park. And here comes the neighborhood services officer, and I didn't know he was standing there, and the dog got pulled on a leash. And he said, "You have to move." And I'm laying on the grass just trying to get cool from the sun. So I started to pick up my things, and I said, "Where is the law for this park? And what do you call a park? You can't get out of the heat and lay in the shade."
Right.
He said, "I'll have somebody come down and inform you of that." Within, I don't know, 2 or 3 minutes, there were 5 Kingman police cars. They demanded my license. I gave it to them. I didn't resist anything. I don't argue or fight with people. And the end result of this meeting, which I was informed I had violated a criminal trespass ordinance or whatever, in a city park, laying on the grass. They threw me in jail, impounded my vehicle, took my dog, impounded my dog. I have a court date, August the 17th. The fine is $500, and I am loaded with, not yet to be 75.
So are you saying that what in your experiences you have seen the police be rogue?
Absolutely, most abusive. They threw me against the vehicle. It was amazing, and I have to go to the doctor now to find out what remedies I have left. And I'm not a crybaby. I don't take pills and none of that stuff. So what I am saying here, knowing that this happened in Oregon and how it's happened in Kingman, and when you travel, you meet a lot of people that also travel, and they're also retired. And I always envisioned retirement to be something you could get in your car and
how does this,
the USA.
But you know, because we're getting up on break, it's a small segment. How does this, yeah. I mean, how are you relating this to Seattle? I mean, what's...
I relate it to chaos, strategic locations, chaos, confusion, and fear. Multiple agendas that will create a very big impact on the surrounding eyeballs that look at whatever this, whatever incident is happening at any given location. And if you can travel, then you can see the different incidents in different locations. And they
do you think that the police should be defunded?
Well, this town is a whole different town. They just arrested 6 cops for drug trafficking. So I can't say that I could call this an example. But all I can say is I think that they need a whole new, what was proposed on the air, was a whole new instructional program as how you address the American citizen. Mm-hmm. Because if somebody's on a quota, or they're doing whatever, or they're instructed by some political influence, then they're going to go that way because that's what makes their paycheck. So,
well, you know, and I'll tell you, and you know, and I appreciate it. I'm up on break. You know, I'm going to answer you as I answer everybody when it comes to the police. Those are small percentages and percentiles, because overwhelmingly, cops just don't do that. So out of 100 incidents pertaining to the police, let's just say 5 are what you described, but the other 95 are not. So I really have a hard time with restructuring everything for the 5, not the 95. You follow me? We'll talk about it on the other side. Just went long. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. This is Steve Sanchez. We'll be right back. You want to know my theory on the police, like with the last caller? Like, I don't mean any disrespect to anybody. I'm a pretty simple guy when it comes to authority. And I think when we have problems with police, it's typically an authority thing. You know, and Roger seems like a nice guy in Kingman, wherever, 75 years old. He was probably a protester in the 60s, probably a hippie back in the day. I don't know, maybe not. I could be wrong. But it seems to me that you're not going to be harassed, so to speak, by the police unless there's a problem. Now, I know there's isolated situations and incidents. That's why I said, look, for every 100 incidents that happen with the police, 5 may be just rogue situations. And that's 5 too many. I agree. But 95 is not. So you're telling me we're supposed to defund, dismantle, and restructure all the organizational things with the police over the 5? No thanks. And I've got this sneaking suspicion that the 5, maybe at least 1 or 2 out of those 5, well, ask for trouble because they mouth off. Let me see your driver's license. I have the Bill of Rights. I don't have to give you my driver's license. I don't have to show you my driver's license. This is America. I'm a sovereign citizen. You know that sovereign citizen crap that you hear a lot? You know, I was invited many a years, didn't go this year because of COVID-19, but to the Freedom Fest at the Paris, you know, this think tank of libertarians all over the world. And they'd have me as one of the few conservatives there, and I'd always say things, and they'd get upset, and I got into major debates with people. Because libertarians are pretty much liberals with a little bit of a conservative slant. That's just who they are. Sorry, it's just true. That's who I've seen libertarians to be. Just call yourself a conservative, call yourself a patriot, call yourself an independent or an American, whatever the hell you want to call yourself. But libertarians, I mean, look, Gary Johnson's a great example. The guy's weird, okay, and stoned half the time. So when I have found people having issues with the police, it's typically because you thought you were a Billy Badass. They ask you a question, and you want to be tough. My dad always taught me, just behave. And submit to the authority. See, there's the deal. That's the word people don't like. They don't want to submit to authority. They don't want to submit to authority. Submit to authority. Because it makes you feel weak. It's not weakness, it's strength. Now, I do understand there are rogue elements that have happened. We've seen that. George Floyd, which no one talks about anymore. Black Lives Matter turned into something completely different. I thought it was all about George Floyd, but that's another show. And with what's happening in Portland, you know, with Trump having to send, you know, federal agents out there because, you know, well, my God, they're ready to rip apart the courthouse. It's about time we do something with those thugs. That's who they are. What do you want me to call them? That they're nice people? That they're just making water balloons? These are thugs. They're rioters. They are criminals. We don't negotiate with terrorists. Period. Domestic or foreign. Go in there, sweep them up. Throw them in the paddy wagon and send their asses to the clinker. They can go sit with Otis. And then you've got the Seattle, as we were talking about, the Seattle Council, you know, basically tying the cops' hands. So the police chief is forced to tell business owners, you're on your own against these rioters. No wonder militias are forming. And when the left takes this stance, well, they're just good people. They're protesters out there. No, they're not. They are thugs. They are criminals. They are terrorists when they do this. And again, the United States of America does not negotiate with terrorists, both domestic or foreign. Period. Am I right or wrong? Am I right or wrong, friends? But when it comes to the police, maybe sometimes you just need to behave yourself. If you get pulled over and you know damn well you were speeding, you're speeding. And they ask you for your driver's license, give them the driver's license. You don't have to mouth off and say, I know my fundamental constitutional right. I know the Bill of Rights. Okay, great. Maybe you do. But if you just want to move your life forward, you can cooperate and comply. Okay. Take their badge number down, dictate and notate the situation, and then go file a complaint. I mean, this is nuts. And what I have seen these cops go through, again, 95% are clean. They do the right job for the community. They will come in a blink of an eye when you call 911, when someone's trying to murder you in your house or beat the hell out of you. They're running in, basically putting themselves on the line, risking their lives to never see their wife, their children, their husband, their children ever again. And people have the nerve to think that, well, police departments just have to restructure and re-coordinate. No, you don't. You just have to get rid of bad cops. Just like you get rid of bad teachers. Just like you get rid of bad CEOs. There's bad people because they're real people behind badges. And you worm them out. You give them the highest degree of consequence, but you don't go and make everybody a bad apple. That's ridiculous. The phone lines are open. 702-257-5396. Friends, let me ask you this question. Don't you think a little bit of this is rebellion? that people don't want to submit to authority when it comes to the police. And now that the left has made it easy to spit in people, in the police's face, to spit in their hamburgers, to put bleach in their milkshakes, to do the things that they're doing to cops, that now cops have it a thousand times tougher, are still willing to put their life on the line to save your narrow ass from someone trying to go in there and beat the hell out of you to rob your home, and you're the first one to call them. You're going to call them to enforce masks. Oh my God, they're not wearing a mask at Sprouts. Call the cops. Call the police, for God's sakes. The police are good for you then. This is ridiculous. I believe it's an authority thing. Submit to authority. You've got no problems. Let's go right to our busy calls. First, or not first up. Next up is Carl. Carl, you're up next. Welcome to the program.
Can you hear me? Oh, am I on?
I can hear you, Carl.
Good, good, good. You might not want to, but you will.
Okay, go ahead.
Hope you're doing well physically in this terrible time.
Yes, I am.
Listen, you mentioned two things. One about the very few percentage of, let me have 2 points to get across. A very small percentage of the police maybe don't do the right thing, but most of them do, which I agree with you.
Yeah.
But you brought this, you played this tape of this, obviously, a mentally disturbed woman spraying pepper spray, whatever, on, she'll be mentally, that doesn't mean everybody who believes in masks are like that.
The yeah, I didn't say that.
You
I didn't
understand?
Say that. Well, you No, said, I know, but I didn't say that. I just said she's a mask Nazi, and that's what she is.
Well, there are very few, maybe one out of, but most people who believe in masks aren't like that.
Well, I understand that, and I never said that most people that believe in masks aren't like that. But I said we have created a situation where there are mask Nazis that go nuts. That's why they're doing this Kevin Karen thing. Am I right? Are they not saying Karen and Kevin out there a lot?
Maybe two out of thousands doing that. But anyway, my final point for you is this is...
They should have waterboarded her.
Yeah, okay.
For doing that.
Use champagne.
Oh, they should have waterboarded her for that. If there was a little kid that got hit with the spray and it was my grandkid that did that, she would have been sorry.
She would have
met her maker a lot quicker than she ever expected.
Well, she probably has a mental problem, obviously, and it's too bad. But
I deliver the demon out of her to you to give her Prozac.
Yeah, well, here. This is a real quick mental exercise for you to use. It's just two words. And before November 3rd, use them at least 10 times a day. And by the time November 3rd comes around, you'll feel better. The two words are President Biden.
Fair enough. No, that's great wisdom. That's great advice. And I'll give you some advice as well. And these are two words. And that is God is good. Oh, that's three. God is
that's
good.
Three.
Can you say that?
Sure I can. God is good. Why should
there we
I
go. Then
that?
We agree. But Carl, you know what? I know you think you're playing fantasy football here, but, you know, Joe Biden, I doubt seriously will become the president. But who knows, Carl? We'll see. Maybe you'll get your wish.
I think so, though.
Well, we'll see. But I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. And, you know, President Biden, if he wins the presidency, he wins the presidency. You think I'm going to sit here and say, he's not my president? No, he's my president. See, that's the difference between me and a lot of the lunatic left. Just like when Obama got elected, I didn't vote for him, but he was my president. I mean, if I'm really going to believe the Constitution and I'm going to be a patriot, then that person's my president. Barack Obama was my president. I didn't like his presidency. I didn't agree with pretty much anything regarding the Obama presidency at all. I think he was a dirty bird, and I think probably one of the most corrupt presidents in modern history. But he was the president of the United States. And if, let's say, on his watch, there was an attack, let's say there was a Red Dawn type situation, and he's the commander in chief, I would be willing to put my politics on the shelf to let the commander in chief run the country so that we're protected. I mean, that's how I roll. So if Biden won, let's say Carl gets his little dream. He put his tooth under the tooth fairy, you know, the pillow, and the tooth fairy comes and gives Carl the, you know, the President Biden, that it's a Biden administration. Then yes, Joe Biden is my president. I'm not going to like it. He probably will last 100 days and then Kamala Harris will be the president. I'm not going to like that either. But you know what? Sometimes America gets what it damn well deserves for not being smart and doing what it needs to do. Let's jump over to Pat. Pat, you're next. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, I called in about the guy earlier having his run-ins with the cops, but I'm guessing Carl's on lithium or I don't know. But anyway, No, the situation where this guy is claiming to be harassed by the cops. I was a cop for almost 30 years, and I'll have to admit I was kind of lazy, but there ain't too many cops out there that are going to go out of their way to harass somebody over nothing and generate all kinds of paperwork for themselves,
exactly.
Generate a court date that they have to show up for on their off-duty day. Something more was going on there with that caller than what he's presenting.
Want me to tell you what was going on? He was drunk.
I'm guessing he was drunk in public is what it was.
Something. I mean, come on. Look, probably nice guy. He listens to the show. That's great. But
no cop,
he was drunk.
There ain't a cop out there that I know, unless it's a first-year rookie, that's going to go out of his way to generate all kinds of paperwork and court cost times and all that stuff for nothing.
Quote, unquote,
nothing.
I'm with you. No, and I appreciate your service too, because I've got family that are cops, and some are now in retirement, and I've heard the stories. It's not easy what you guys do, man. And I'm grateful because look, I'll be honest with you. I can at least go to bed at night, Pat, knowing that if I had to call the police, no matter what they think about my politics, my life, the color of my hair, they're going to come and help me. And I have respect for that. It's real simple.
Amen, brother.
That's it. But I appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call, bro. Have a good week. Steve Sanchez, 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. It's a busy night. Boy, the night's flown by. Lots of calls on hold. Stay put. We will jump to you when we return. Mind you, today, the Even Legal podcast dropped. Davis Miles Law Group, they're the sponsors of this half hour. You've heard me talk about this podcast before. It's phenomenal, especially with what we're talking about with the police and property. Bob Soule, who's one of the partners at the Davis Miles Law Group, drops a podcast every Monday. It's for free. All you need to do is go to evenlegal.com. He talks about your property rights right now during COVID. I'm telling you, it's an eye opener. And if you want to know about your rights in terms of constitutionally, this is the free podcast that you need to be involved with. It's free, absolutely free. Go to evenlegal.com. That's evenlegal.com. Check out tonight's podcast. Go through the archives of podcasts that Bob has there. And believe me, you're going to be getting free legal advice to basically help you during these, well, pretty uncertain times with everything that we're seeing with riots, police, you know, COVID, etc. Evenlegal.com. All right, let's get right back to our busy calls. Mac, you're next. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve, how you doing, man?
I love
your show. I listen to you as often as I can.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to weigh in on your comments about Trump winning the presidency. So
yeah.
Here's my concern. I don't think that there's any enthusiasm behind the Biden campaign. I think the only enthusiasm that he has is hate for Trump. You know,
yeah,
the
true.
People that support him, they just hate Trump. And, you know,
true.
It's all media BS that they're fed by. And so my biggest concern is we all know that Hillary was the one that really cheated on the last campaign. And I think that the only way that the Democrats can get out of the hole that they're in is if they cheat again.
Yeah, no, they're going to be cheating, that's for sure.
Oh, we know they're going to be cheating. So, you know, what do we do if, let's just say, for instance, they do this whole mail-in voting deal and they don't really come up with a winner till 2 weeks after the election, and then Biden is your new president?
I'm going to tell you, Mac. I mean, I'll tell you what I believe. I believe if something like that goes down and it's weeks after the fact that we have to find out and there's been obvious fraud and cheating that has been contested, I think there's going to be a civil rising, uprising in this country that you've never seen before. I just believe that. I just do. I appreciate the call, Mac. Great question, by the way. All right, let's jump over to Olga. Olga, you're next. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve.
Hello.
I wanted to give you my opinion on the police.
Sure.
I always been for the police. I taught my kids to respect the police.
Yeah.
And I tell them, if you get stopped, you just tell them, yes, sir, thank you, sir. And yeah. I said, if you have anything to fight, you go to court.
Exactly.
Well, lately, the police, I went into a shopping center, mm-hmm. and I was looking at an email because he was telling me to go north, and I knew I had to go south. So mm-hmm. I said, this is wrong. So I went into a shopping center to put my whatever you call it, GPS. And the policeman, he flashed the light because I was parked. It was empty, so I was parked. Like to the side, mm-hmm. so I parked in at the end, and he waited, you know, because he took me a while to put the GPS and everything. He waited, and he came to my car when I was backing up, and I was really surprised he was even still there because it was like 15-20 minutes. And he goes, Mandy, you know why I stopped? And I said, I had no idea. I said, because as a law abiding citizen that I am. I came into this shopping center to put my GPS because he was telling me the wrong way to go.
We got about 30 seconds, so.
And he says, I'm not going to give you a ticket. That was the first thing he said when he saw me. Mm-hmm. Then he gave me a ticket because he said I was using and testing and using my phone when I was inside a shopping mall. So mm-hmm. lately, they.
Okay, so I'm going to leave it right there, and I appreciate it. Olga, thanks for the call. But I think what you're saying is that. He basically accused you of text messaging when, in fact, you were using your GPS. And look, again, we're going to have incidents where we disagree. This is why when you get a ticket, you can go to court and explain yourself to the judge. And the judge is going to make the ultimate decision. And so I'll leave it right there, but I do appreciate you sharing that. Call's on hold. Sorry I couldn't get to everybody tonight. I'll be back tomorrow. God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
You've been listening to Steve Sanchez.
For more of Steve,
visit thestevesanchezshow.com.